Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli lays foundation stone for the construction of country's first ever liquid oxygen plant. Proposed oxygen plant at Simrahowa to produce 60 metric ton oxygen daily. Prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley extended for a week. Ministry of Health orders every individual with corona symptoms to get their swab sample tested. And China warns G7 leaders, a small group do not rule the world. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has virtually laid a foundation stone of country's first ever liquefied oxygen plant. The plant is being set up at Simrahowa of Rupandehi district. Prime Minister Oli, while laying the foundation stone from Baluwatar today, said it was an unprecedented event of happiness at a time when the country suffered the crisis of oxygen in the wake of second wave of COVID-19. The Prime Minister also said that the government was ready to waive custom tax to encourage setting up as many oxygen plants as possible in the country. The Prime Minister hinted the possibility of exporting or using the surplus oxygen in industries in the post-pandemic situation. The proposed oxygen plant in Rupandehi will produce 60 metric tons of oxygen daily, which can refill 7,000 big oxygen cylinders. The Health and Population Ministry has urged every individual with corona symptoms to get their swab sample tested. At a media briefing today, a spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel, said despite high infection rate, the testing could not be extended as people did not reach the labs for test. The ministry still reports 22.5% infection rate, with Karnali province reporting 42.9% infection among the tested samples. Meanwhile, the ministry reported a total of 2,407 new cases of COVID-19 infection in the country in the past 24 hours. The health ministry says 3,994 infected patients have recovered in the same period in the country. The ministry also recorded 46 new deaths caused by virus infection in the past 24 hours. With this, the death toll caused by COVID-19 has reached 8,412 in Nepal. The ministry said there are 68,955 active cases of virus infection in the country as of today. The prohibitory order imposed in Kathmandu Valley is to be extended for one more week. A meeting of the chief district officers of the three districts in the Kathmandu Valley decided to extend the prohibitory order for a week. Kathmandu Chief District Officer Kali Prasad Parazuli said the prohibitory order has been extended as the infection risk was still high despite declining rate of infection. However, the prohibition has been eased with the provision of letting groceries and stationeries open till 11 a.m. The new provision also allows hardware shops to open after 4 p.m. and permits home delivery services. The mobility of vehicles, however, is still restricted. Medical equipment donated by three European Union member states, Slovenia, Austria and Malta, arrived at the Trivan International Airport today. The European Union member states have supplied the equipment through the European Union Civil Protection Mechanism to assist Nepal in its fight against the second wave of COVID-19. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the relief equipment comprises antigen test kits, pulse oximeters, FFP2 mask, face shields, and more equipment to prevent the spread of the pandemic. Honorary consuls of Slovenia and Austria, joined by European Union Ambassador to Nepal, Nona the Priest, handed over the materials to Dr. Roshan Pokhrel, the chief specialist at the Ministry for Health and Population, during a short ceremony at the airport this morning. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A municipality from Tibet Autonomous Region of China has provided health supplies to Khopa Hospital run by Bhaktapur Municipality. Sanan Municipality of Tibet, which has established the sisterly relation with Bhaktapur Municipality, provided health supplies worth 10.921 million rupees. The health supplies include a set of ventilators, 32 oxygen concentrators, 100 oxygen cylinders and 50 ICU beds. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Krishna Chandra Nepali Pokhrel, has announced free treatment for women suffering from breast, uterus and mouth cancer. Immediately assuming his office last evening, Chief Minister Pokhrel decided to extend the health facility. He also decided to form a disaster risk reduction response plan. The plan has been developed considering the possible damages of disasters along with the beginning of the monsoon season in the country. Likewise, the cabinet meeting led by Chief Minister Pokhrel today decided to provide facilities to former chief ministers. The facility for the former chief minister would be decided following a due procedure. And study. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. China has warned the G7 leaders that the days when a small group of countries decided the fate of the world were long gone. The comments by a spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in London come as the leaders who are meeting in England seek a unified position over China. They adopted a spending plan in response to a massive Chinese scheme. Analysts say US President Joe Biden is determined that Western powers need to act now to counter a resurgence in China. The BBC says the G7 leaders are expected to issue a closing declaration today, promising more financial support for developing countries hit by the climate crisis and funds for infrastructure projects in the developing world as an alternative to a Chinese program. World leader meeting in Cornwall are to adopt a strict measure on coal-fired power stations as part of the battle against climate change. The G7 group will promise to move away from the coal plants unless they have technology to capture carbon emissions. It comes as English broadcasters and natural historian Sir David Attenborough warned that humans could be on the verge of destabilizing the entire planet. He said the G7 leaders face the most important decisions in human history now. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast rain at many places of the country with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 2, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli lays foundation stone for the construction of country's first ever liquid oxygen plant. Proposed oxygen plant at Simrahova to produce 60 metric tons of oxygen daily. Prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley extended for a week. Ministry of Health urges every individual with corona symptoms to get their swab sample tested. And China warns G7 leaders that small groups do not rule the world. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.